Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a free resource from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Joshua 3, verses 7 to 17, and Matthew 23, verses 1 to 12. Two readings that ask searching questions about leadership, power, humility, and service. The image that has stayed with me is the priest standing in the middle of the River Jordan. The river is in flood. A whole community needs to cross. Families, children, older people, animals and belongings all have to somehow reach the other side. The priests carrying the ark step into the water. The river stops flowing. The people begin crossing on dry ground, and the priests stay where they are, right in the middle of the riverbed, until everyone has made it across. Joshua is already on the far side, urging people to move forward, but the priests remain in the vulnerable place. That gives us a striking picture of leadership. Leadership isn't always about being out in front shouting, "Follow me." Sometimes leadership means standing in the difficult place so that someone else can cross. There's another side to this Joshua story that preachers may want to notice. The Israelites have escaped oppression in Egypt. They've experienced exploitation, forced labor, and violence. God has led them towards freedom. Yet the land they're about to enter is already someone else's home. Joshua names the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The biblical story can make them sound like obstacles. But they were people with homes, families, communities, and stories of their own. So alongside asking, how did Israel cross the Jordan, we might also ask, who was already living on the other side? That question has particular force here in Aotearoa New Zealand, where our own history includes colonization, land confiscation, war, and the undermining of Maori language and culture. Taking the Bible seriously doesn't mean avoiding its difficult questions. Another thing preachers may want to notice is that these two readings together offer us a way of examining power rather than simply celebrating it. In Matthew, Jesus is fiercely critical of religious leaders who enjoy status but place burdens on other people. He says, in effect, "Listen to what they teach, but don't copy what they do." They want the best seats. They like impressive titles. They want to be noticed. Jesus turns that understanding of leadership upside down. Greatness is found in service. Authority exists for the well-being of others. And humility means recognizing that wisdom doesn't belong only to the people at the front. There's also a warning here for preachers. It's easy to turn Jesus' criticism of the scribes and Pharisees into criticism of somebody else. A more useful question is, where do we fail to practice what we preach? Where does the church still confuse position with wisdom, visibility with importance, or authority with control? For worship leaders, this opens up some powerful possibilities. You could create a simple river with blue fabric and have someone stand in the middle while others cross. You could ask the congregation to think about people who've stood beside them during difficult transitions. Or ask, who's missing from the picture? Whose voice have we not heard? Whose version of history has been pushed towards the edge? And who in our community is currently trying to cross a difficult river? Someone may be grieving. Someone may be beginning a new job, moving house, retiring, struggling financially, or questioning their faith. We may not be able to stop the water for them. We may not know the right words, but we can stand beside them. That's a beautiful expression of manaakitanga, practical care that protects another person's dignity and well-being. That's the invitation at the heart of these readings. Share authority. Listen to voices that have been overlooked. Practice what we preach while being honest about the times when we fail. And sometimes, simply stand in the river long enough for somebody else to make it safely across. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation discover that faithful leadership isn't about making ourselves bigger. It's about helping others cross, trusting that God's liberating love is still at work among us. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Ngā mihi.